半的这个诗。
It tells us that if we want to understand David's life,
这告诉我们，如果我们想要来认识大卫的一生
，we gotta read his psalms.
那我们就要来读他写的诗。
Well, I know there are so many good psalms that David had for us in the book of Psalms.
那我们都知道大卫写了非常多很美好的诗。
For most of young people, and the parents also, your favorite one could be, Psalm 23, The Lord is my shepherd, that I shall not want.
那我想在座的很多的年轻人，也许做家长的，我们最喜欢的可能是第23篇。耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
But Psalm 16 is different.
但诗篇第十六篇，这是一篇不一样的诗。
It is one of David's prayers of crying out to God.
因为这是一首大卫向神来呼求的诗。
You know that in today, many God's children, including myself, wanted so much to learn how to pray.
你知道今天有很多神的儿女包括我自己我们都想要来学习如何向神祷告
We want to learn the fellowship between man and God
我们想要来学会如何让神和人之间有交通
But one thing I've learned from my Bible readings that the word to pray or prayer in the Old Testament has nothing to do with to speak or to talk
那在我读经的时候我学到的一点就是在旧约当中讲到这个祷告这个词并不是说我们要说什么
literally, to pray or prayer means crying out to God
那这个祷告这个词如果直翻出来就是说要向神呼求
Abraham used to cry out to God
那亚伯拉罕曾向神呼求
Moses cried out to God
摩西也向神呼求
And now David was crying out to God
现在我们看到大卫在这里也向神呼求
So Psalm 16 tells us that our fellowship with God often begins with a crying out to God
所以诗篇十六篇告诉我们我们与神之间的交通常常起于我们向神有一个呼求
Not in terms of the volume but the urging needs within us
那这个呼求并不是说我们的声音要有多大，而是说实在在我们心里有那样一个急切的需要。
When he wrote Psalm 16, David was going through one of the most uncertain and turbulent times in his life.
当大卫写诗篇十六篇的时候，他正经历过自己最动荡的一段时间。
He was haunted by King Saul.
那时他正被扫罗王在那里来寻捕。
His predecessor.
就是他的前面他在前在他前面做王的那一位
Just because once in 1 Samuel chapter 18 when David came back from his battlefield against the Philistines
就是因为在撒母耳记上第十八章那里讲到当大卫从战场与非利士人征战回来之后
The women of Israel they gathered singing and dancing and they said Saul has slain his thousands but David has 10,000
那以色列的众妇女他们就在那里舞蹈唱歌说扫罗杀死千千大卫杀死万万
Since thenHis life was under threat.
从那以后，大卫的生命就在这个危险之下。
Because Saul wanted so much to kill his competitor.
因为扫罗非常想要来杀死大卫。
And even David's own people betrayed him.
甚至大卫自己的人也背叛了他。
And they had made a report to King Saul saying that David is here, come and get him.
他们就向扫罗王报告说大卫在这里来抓他吧
That kind of a pressure often made him turn to God
这样的压力就常常迫使大卫要转向神
And cried out for help
要向神呼求寻求帮助
Like in verse 1 he says that Preserve me O God for in you I put my trust
就好像在第一节他讲到神啊求你保佑我因为我投靠你
This reminds us one thing brothers and sisters if we want to learn how to pray to God we probably should start from the experience that urges us turn to God and cry out to him
所以弟兄姐妹，这就提醒我们，如果我们想要来学会如何与神交通，我们就要来被提醒，我们是否有这样一个紧迫的环境，让我们不得不向神呼求。
You know that we are all common men and women like David.
你知道我们都是这样普通的男女，和大卫没有什么分别。
Whatever comes to us, we first turn to ourselves, but not to God for help.
无论发生什么事情，我们常常都是先自己找方法，而不是先去寻求神。
So we often don't feel that we have that need to cry out to God for help.
所以我们常常并不觉着有这样的需要，要向神来呼求，寻求帮助。
The point is that we want to take everything under our control.
那我想说的就是说，我们常常想要来掌控一切的环境。
But we thank God that He had arranged in His full wisdom and grace.
但我们感谢神，借着他全丰的智慧，借着他全面的恩典，他这样的来安排。
To bring David into such a painful experience,
就把大卫带到这样一个痛苦的经历的里边
that he lost everything with him.
他失去了一切所有的
his security, his competence, food, water, and the resources, you name it.
他的智慧，他的能力，你能够想到的一切，他都失去了
So that he had no choice but to turn to God, saying that you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup.
所以大卫不得不转向神，向他说：“你是我杯中的份，是我的产业。”
And he cried out to God, "Please, O Lord, come to me to maintain my lot, for I have no clue how to do it by myself."
所以他不得不向神说：“神啊，我所得的，求你为我持守，因为我靠自己什么都不能做。”
Brothers and sisters, this is Psalm 16.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们所读的诗篇第十六篇。
Even though it was a crying out type of a prayer,
虽然这是一个呼求的祷告
but Psalm 16 is not like a sinking ship Titanic sending out distress signals to others, saying that I'm down, I'm finished.
然而这篇诗却不是那个正在下沉的泰坦尼克号一样，好像在向外发信号说我就要沉下去了，快来帮助我吧。
The way I understand Psalm 16 is that David began his prayer with a naked longing and crying out to God.
我读的时候，我感觉到大卫写这篇诗开始的时候，他里面有这样的一个迫切的需要，要向神呼求。
But he ended with a confidence and the joy.
然而在结束的时候，他里面却得着了信心，也有何等的喜乐。
Like in verse 8, he says that I will not be moved because God in control no matter what the situation is.
就好像在第八节他讲到，我便不致摇动，因为神是那一位掌权的，所以无论环境怎样，他都不致摇动。
David was walking through the valley of the shadow of death.
大卫当时正经过死荫的幽谷
But he knew that God's hand was there covering him.
然而他却知道神的手能够来保守他
So he could say in verse 2 that my goodness is nothing apart from you.
所以在第二节他能够说我的好处不在你以外
In my language, it is that God is my supreme treasure.
那我读到的这个讲到说神是我的至宝
Over everything, in everything, and through everything that I can find my goodness.
就是在我所能寻找、所能看到的一切，神是那至宝。
You know, when I was driving, I often paid attention on stickers that people had put on their rear bumper.
你知道我开车的时候呢，我常常喜欢看别人这个后边保险杠上他们的那个贴纸。
But Excuse me, it is not a good habit.
请大家原谅我，这并不是一个好的习惯。
The stickers we usually call the bumper sticker.
那这个贴纸我们就叫它保险杠贴纸。
One says like this, God is my co-pilot.
那有一个贴纸上面写的，神是我的副驾。
I know that it comes from an old-time movie, and you know that much better than I do.
那这个贴纸是来自于一个很老的电影，我想你们比我更熟悉。
But I still think it sounds so awful. It sounds just very wrong.
但我觉得这个听起来实在是非常的不对。
My dear young people, God is my chief pilot.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，神是我们的首席驾驶。
God is the solo pilot in my plane.
神是我那架人生的飞机上唯一的一位驾驶员。
I have no co-pilot, but he takes the full control of my plane of life.
我并没有一个副驾驶，而神是我飞机上的首席飞行员。
And this is the life of God's children.
这应当是神儿女的生命。
So in verse 8,
所以在第八节
David says that I shall not be moved because he's at my right hand.
大卫说，因他在我右边，我便不致摇动。
As I mentioned earlier, that David was in a turbulent situation.
像我刚才提到的，大卫当时正在一个动荡的环境当中。
On one hand, he kept on moving from one place to another in days and nights, and didn't know what tomorrow would be.
那在一方面，在日间，在夜里，大卫从一个地方到另外一个地方，不知道明日将如何。
But on the other hand, he said, "I shall not be moved. I'm unshakable."
但另外一面，他却说，我不致摇动，我是不可摇动的。
Isn't that wonderful?
这何等的美妙！
Because he knew that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is always in control.
因为他知道亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神是永远在那里掌权的。
In whatever the situation is,
无论是怎样的环境。
And this was the clear conviction in him when he started to pray to God.
所以当大卫向神祷告的时候，这是他心中所有的确据。
In other words, David didn't pray to God for protection and provision without knowing what God is for him.
换句话说，大卫向神祷告的时候，他已经知道神向他所预备的是什么。
Let's take a close look at the verse 1.
那我们下面要仔细的来看第一节。
David was crying out to God, "Preserve me, O God."
大卫这样向神祷告，神啊，求你保佑我。
And he put a small word following for.
在后边他说，因为。
For, because.
因为
because that's what for means, right?
那因为这个词就是讲的就是这个的意思。
Preserve, oh God, for.
神啊，求你保佑我，因为
Preserve me, oh God, because I'm taking you as my sovereign refuge. Therefore, you will come to preserve me.
神啊，因为我投靠你，所以你会保佑我。
Brothers and sisters, how wonderful if we have that conviction in us when we cry out to God.
弟兄姐妹，这是何等宝贵！若我们向神呼求的时候，心中能有如此的确据。
Because we often pray based on our feelings, not the conviction.
因为我们常常祷告的时候是跟随里面的感觉，而不是这样一个确据。
We feel that God is there or not.
我们好像尝试要去感受到神是不是在那里。
But David prayed in conviction in him.
然而大卫祷告的时候，心中却有一个确据。
You know, one of my favorite Old Testament books is the book of Ruth.
你知道我最喜欢的旧约的一本圣经就是路德记。
Great story, isn't it?
那里讲到非常美好的一个故事，不是吗？
One phrase always touches my heart.
有一节圣经总是能摸着我的心。
Ruth chapter 3 verse 18.
就在路德记三章十八节。
When Ruth came back to Naomi.
当路德回到拿俄米那里。
from a stunning experience with Boaz.
那他与伯阿斯有了一段非常美妙的经历。
She was a little bit overwhelmed, I guess.
我想他里边可能有一点不知所以了。
But Naomi said to Ruth,
然而拿俄米却对路德说,
Sit still, my daughter, until you know how the matter will turn out. For the man won't rest until he's concluded the matter this day.
女儿啊，你只管安坐等候，看这事怎样成就。因为那人今日不办成这事，必不休息。
My dear young people, this is conviction, not a cheap psychological comfort.
弟兄姐妹啊，这个是里边的一个确据，不是只在这个情感上来安慰别人。
Naomi didn't say to Ruth, "Come and sit down, my daughter."
路德不是对Naomi不是对路德说，我女儿啊，你来坐下。
Now let's work out a backup plan if the man will fail on you.
我们来想一想，如果这个男的他失败了，我们该怎么做？
Because she knew it.
因为他里边确认。
She was so convinced that Boaz was the man. Boaz would conclude the matter and take Ruth as his bride within the day.
这个拿俄本里面是如此的确定，因为他知道博阿斯在今日就必娶路德为妻。
She didn't say maybe.
他没有说可能。
She said that this man will conclude it in this day.
他说那人今日不办成这事，必不休息。
My dear young people, this was the same conviction that David had with him when he was crying out to God.
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这就是大卫在向神呼求的时候里边同样有的一个确据。
You know, when David was saying this prayer to God,
你知道当大卫这样来向神祷告的时候，
He might be hiding in the deepest bottom of the cave in the wilderness.
也许他正在旷野藏在一个深坑里边。
And one Saul was just a few steps away from him.
有一次扫罗离他不过几步的距离。
1 Samuel 24:3 it says that once Saul was using the bathroom before David.
在这个撒母耳记上24节那里讲到，有一次大卫正在这个扫罗正在大卫的洞前在那里小姐
大姐
大姐
David could hear him.
大卫能够听到他
，could smell him，
甚至可以闻到他。
Dear brothers and sisters, was God there at this filthy moment？
弟兄姐妹啊，在这样一个人看来肮脏的时刻，神在那儿吗
？Some may say to David, if you want to look for God's presence, you should go to the tabernacle.
有人可能会告诉大卫，如果你要求神的同在，你当到约柜那里。
Or where the Ark of a Covenant stays.
或者到帐幕或到约柜那里。
But David, not here.
但是啊，大卫这里没有神的同在。
Not this stinky place of a toilet.
不是在这样一个卫生间这么脏的地方。
But my dear young people, God is always there and meet David's needs and always in control whenever, wherever we are. David knew it.
然而弟兄姐妹啊，无论何时无论何地，神都在那里帮助大卫，为他所供应，并且大卫也深信这件事情。
You know, one of my favorite songs in the church hymn book is number 450, El Shaddai.
那我最喜欢的一首我们就是教会的诗歌本是450首、那题目叫到以利沙代。
In third stanza, our dear sister Margaret Barber says here.
那在第三节、Margaret Barber 和寿恩那姐妹就这样讲到
That for me, thy trusting one, my God, I dare once more to fly myself upon your breast.
第三节，你能为我有你自己在我回家途中。
This is her song.
这是她的诗歌。
But let me ask you, my dear brothers and sisters, is this your song as well?
弟兄姐妹，我要问你们，这是你们的诗歌吗
？My dear young people, do you dare to fly yourself upon his breast for your education?
弟兄姐妹，特别是年轻的弟兄姐妹，在你追求教育的途中，你是否愿意飞向神的怀抱呢
？Because when I was sitting there, I heard many words, AP, AP, pre AP.
那当我坐在那里祷告的时候，我听到大家年轻人讨论，就是讲到 APAPAP。
My dear parents, do you dare to fly yourselves up on his breast for your kids?
我亲爱的做家长的弟兄姐妹们，是否为着你儿女的教育，你愿意飞向神的怀抱呢
？I have an 11th grade daughter.
我有一个女儿，她现在正在上十一年级。
We worried. We worried about her as a parent.
那作为家长，我们常常为她担忧。
He may not give us exactly what we want.
也许他不能够给我们我们所想要的。
But the truth is, he's always there for you and I, and he's always in control.
然而，事实是神总是在那里，并且他在凡事上掌权。
And this is the first lesson we've learned from David's prayer in Psalm 16.
那这是我们从第十六节大卫的祷告当中所当学的第一个功课。
Second, God always has a purpose through our experiences.
第二就是神在我们的经历当中总有他自己的目的。
No matter these experiences of positive or negative they are.
无论这些经历是正面的还是负面的。
Let's take a look at the very beginning of Psalm 16.
让我们再看在十六诗篇十六篇最开始的那一点。
In your Bible, it may be a line of a small letter or something. It says here that a miktam of David.
那我想在你的圣经当中应该有这么一小行字或者是其他的一些小注解，写到这是大卫的经诗。
That's right. I like the Chinese translation better because it speaks the exactly meaning.From the original language.
那我非常喜欢这个中文的翻译，因为“经诗”这个词就讲到了这个从原文翻译过来那个最直接的意思。
The Psalm of God, the Psalm of Gold.
就是讲到这是一首经诗。
The word miktam in Hebrew language refers the process in old days of gold refinery.
那这个金狮这个词讲到的是在古时冶炼金子的一个过程。
Usually when the stones or sands were collected in the gold mining field.
那常常当这些石头或者是小的沙子在这个金矿当中被收集起来的时候。
They had to be sent to the gold refiners.
那他们就要被就是送到这个熔炼的炉子那里。
Because without the refinery process, gold would be just stones and sands. Nobody wanted to buy them.
因为如果不经过熔炼的话呢，金子就藏在这些沙子、这些石头的里面，没有人想要去买它。
So the gold refiners would put whatever the stones or sands into a high-heated furnace.
所以这些炼金的人呢，他们就会把这些石头、把这些沙子都放在那个非常高温的一个炉子里。
Put it in and out for many times.
要他们放进去，再拿出来很多次。
He would increase the furnace temperature.
并且在其中要不断的把这个炉子加温。
Adding other metals, strong chemicals like acid or chlorine.
还要在这里边加一些其他的这个重金属或者一些化学元素氯啊其他的
Yeah, in order to get stones melted
为的就是让这些金属能够完全融化
And to remove all the impurities from inside out
并且把这个石头里边这些杂质从里到外完全除掉
And then it would come 24K pure gold
他们所能得着的就是那个二十四 K 的纯金。
Sometimes the gold refiners seem to have the gold ready.
那有的时候，好像这些炼金的人他已经有这个好金子了。
But he would put the gold back into the furnace again.
但是呢，他就会把这个炼好的金子再放回到炉子里。
Knowing that there was still a little impurity in the middle of the gold particles.
因为他知道，就在这个金块当中，还有一些小小的瑕疵。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is the exact meaning of the word miktam that David used here.
弟兄姐妹，这个过程就是大卫的经诗，这个经诗这个词的意思。
Miktam also was the word used when a fine jeweler in the old days.
那金狮这个词也在古时被这些珠宝匠用到。
when he was working on the precious stones like a diamond or ruby stones.
那如果他们要来切割钻石或者红宝石的时候，
he would use the sharp tools on the precious stones to cut it or to break them in order to make them the shape according to his design.
那他就要把这些宝石呢照着他所设计的来把它们切割或者把它们打碎。
So if in David's time,
所以在大卫的时候，
if you took something precious and valuable from mining field,
如果你从这个金矿那边拿来一块宝贵的东西，
either gold particles or precious stones,
无论是一个含有金子的石头或者是一块宝石，
to a gold refinery master or the fine jeweler,
你把它带到一个炼金的人那里，或者是一个珠宝匠那里。
Probably the very first word and they would say to you is "make tom."
那他们所向你说的第一个词，可能就是我们这里用到的这个“金狮”这个词。
Means to break them.
就是说，你要把它们打碎吗？
To cut them to get them melted.
或者是说，你要把它们切割吗？要把这个石头融化吗
？And burning high heat furnace.
要把它放到这个高温的熔炉里来，让它融化吗
？For the purpose of purification.
为的就是让它们得以洁净纯净。
Otherwise, they were just a pile of worthless stones and sand.
如果不这样做的话，你所带来的不过是一块没有价值的石头。
So David knew it was out of God's purpose that he had put these unpleasant experience into his life.
所以大卫知道神要把这些可能不愉快的经历放在他的人生的经历里边。
So he wanted to use this word "miktam" to form his prayer.
所以他要选用“金诗”这个词来塑造他这篇诗篇。
For he knew God was not only the Lord of a refuge.
因为他知道神不仅只是他所投靠的
，but also God of the refiner.
并且他也知道神就是那一位来炼金的人
to make him a pure gold
要把他炼成那个纯金
so this ordinary man on earth would be able to live according to the heavenly purpose
好叫这个在地上不过是普通的人却能够活出一个属天的意义来
we all know that David used to be a shepherd boy
我们都知道大卫曾是一个牧羊的男童
When he took care of his father's flock on the field,
当时他就在这个田地里来看养他父亲的羊
He could sing his praise with a thankful heart.
他唱诗的时候里面常常带着感恩
That the Lord is my shepherd.
他说神耶和华是我的牧者
Also in John 10:11, our Lord Jesus says.
那同样在约翰福音第十节第十章那里讲到主耶稣说
That I am the good shepherd and the good shepherd give his life for the sheep
我是好牧人好牧人为羊舍命
Brothers and sisters on one hand it is true that by grace God has called us his children
弟兄姐妹在一方面来说是的神因着他的恩典来叫我们为他的儿女
Paul reminds us inEphesians 2:8 that we are saved by grace and through faith.
保罗在以弗所书第二章八节那里提醒我们，我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
So of course God wants to keep us in His grace.
所以当然神想要保守我们在他的恩典当中。
Of course He answers our prayers in love and with goodness.
当然神也以他的慈爱和良善来回应我们的祷告。
But on the other hand,
但在另外一面,
in the book of Malachi chapter 3 and verse 3,
在马拉基书第三章第三节那里讲到,
it says that God will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver according to his purpose.Which is that they may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness.
那里讲到 神必坐下如炼净银子的，必洁净利未人，熬炼他们像金银一样，他们就凭公义献供物给耶和华。
And also in John 15:2，
同样也在约翰福音十五章第二节讲到，
Our Lord Jesus says that the God will prune the branches that they may bear more fruit.
主耶稣讲到神必来修理他的枝子，使枝子结果子更多。
So dear brothers and sisters, the word miktam,
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，金狮这个词
or purification in our language today,
或者用我们今天的话来说，就是洁净。
It's necessary for all of us if we want to live according to His purpose.
对我们每一个人来说都是必须的，如果我们愿意照着神的旨意来生活。
David had known enough about God's grace and mercy since his childhood.
大卫从他年幼起对神的恩典和他的怜悯就已经认识很多。
We all remember the wonderful line he used to sing that surely goodness and the mercy of God will follow me all the days of my life.
我们都听到过他这样的来唱说，我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
But now this shepherd boy was about to set his foot to the kingship over Israel according to God's purpose.
然而照着神那美好的旨意，这个牧羊的男孩却要来慢慢被塑造成以色列的王。
So David knew that the Lord of Shepherd was also the Lord of Miktam.
所以大卫知道那一位做牧人的神也同样是那一位来炼银子的神。
Means God of a refiner.
就是说神是那一位要来熬炼金银的。
And he wanted to make David a king according to his standard.
也要照着他的旨意来把大卫做成以色列的王。
For this purpose, his life had to be flipped over.
因为这个原因，大卫整个的人生都要被翻转过来。
He got to run like a most wanted criminal.
他好像一个逃犯一样，要被四处的来追捕。
From one place to another, in wilderness.
在旷野被从一处。追到另外一处
，Not for one day or one month，
不是说只追一天或一个月
，My dear brothers and sisters， but for 10 years，
而是有十年的时间。
To David, his life wasn't of the alternation of a good luck or bad luck out of nowhere。
对大卫来说，他的这个人生好像不是说一会儿好一会儿坏
，But according to a specific purpose。
而是照着一个神特有的计划。
My dear young people, you may say that I'm not David.
亲爱的年轻的弟兄姐妹，你可能说我还不到那个地步呢。
But you cannot deny one simple truth.
但你不能够否认一个真理。
Which is your life, my life, and all our lives on this earth to live as God's children has a purpose.From above.
就是你我我们每一个作为神的儿女在地上的生活都有从神都有神从上边来的一个旨意和目的。
God saved us not because we're so bad in sinfulness.
神拯救我们不是因为我们在罪恶过犯的里面如此的败坏。
But he has a purpose.
而是他有一个旨意。
For this purpose, Moses had to be driven out to the wilderness.
为着这个旨意和目的，摩西不得不被赶到旷野。
No more prince of Egypt, but a lone star shepherd.
他不再是一个埃及的王子，而变成了一个孤星的牧人。
For 40 years.
有40年之久。
And for this purpose.
也同样为着这个目的
Joseph had to be persecuted by his own brothers
约瑟要被他自己的兄弟们迫害
No more father's sweet boy but a slave in the land of Egypt
不再是父亲最宠爱的儿子而变成了在埃及地的一个仆人
Joseph had to endure over the years all the hurdles that he had to face there
约瑟要在那里经过几年的苦楚
Just because God had a purpose for him.
就是因为神在他的身上有一个目的。
And also for this purpose, now David had to run his life like a dead dog and flee, as he described in 1 Samuel 24:14.
也同样因为这个目的，大 大卫必须像一条死狗一个跳蚤一样在那里来四处逃跑逃亡。
Because there were a lot of things inside of this shepherd boy that will eventually block his way to be the king according to God's standard.
因为在这个牧羊男童的里边有一些东西要拦阻他成为一个以色列的王。
So God was now using these 10 years of hardship to get him melted.
所以神要用这十年的时间让大卫融化掉
and purified him as a pure gold
并且要像炼金子一样来熬炼大卫
so my dear young people
所以我亲爱的年轻的弟兄姐妹
only the refiner knows the process of extraction
唯有那个炼金的人他知道怎么样的来提取
because sometimes we ask him is that enough God?
有的时候我们会问神神啊这样还不够吗
Why me?
为什么是我呢
Why not him?
为什么不是他呢
But he knows
但神知道
He won't stop his work of a refinery until we meet his standard
他不会停止他熬炼的工作直到我们达到他的标准
So now we understand for this purposeHe will allow bad things, hardships, unreasonable experience, you name it, come to our daily life.
所以为着这个目的，神会允许一些不好的事情，一些负面的经历来临到我们的人生。
Last Sunday, we had a baptismal meeting, at Dumbo.
那在上一个主日，在 Dumbo 我们有一个受浸的聚会。
One of them was a father.
当中有一个受浸的是一个做父亲的。
His son was a fine high schooler, but had a brain cancer.
他的儿子是一个非常好的高中生，但是却有脑癌。
The family has been going through a great hardship more than we can understand.
这个家庭所经历的这个难处是超过我们所能想的。
But God had a purpose beyond their circumstance.
但神却有一个旨意和目的是超过他们所经历的环境的
which is to get to know Jesus for them
就是让他们来认识耶稣
so during their visitations to MD Anderson
所以他们来到 MD Anderson 要来医治
the mother and the boy heard the gospel of Jesus Christ and gave their life to the Lord
他们听到这个妈妈和儿子就听到了主耶稣的故事把他们的生命献给了主
But not this father.
现在这个父亲
Because he was so well educated.
因为这个父亲受过非常良好的教育
He kept a high rank as an officer.
那他有一个非常好的这个办公室
And 2 years later,
两年之后
it came the conversion of the father.
现在这个父亲要来信主
So in his baptismal testimony,
所以在他受浸的聚会上
he said that many things happened to my son. I still don't seem to fully understand.
他说我的儿子经过很多的事情，至今我仍不明白为什么。
But the Lord Jesus has lifted up my eyes all around and bends me down from my arrogant pride.
然而，神却开我的眼睛。并且来打倒我自己的骄傲和傲慢
throughout my sufferings
借着我所经历的苦难
otherwise I won't turn to Jesus and be saved
若非如此我不会转向耶稣来得救
my dear brothers and sisters God always has a purpose through our life experiences
亲爱的弟兄姐妹神在我们生命的经历里面总有一个目的
The purpose to know him, to follow him, to serve him according to his standard.
就是要我们照着他的目的来认识他，来侍奉他。
Third, God wants to show his way through our experiences.
第三，神也希望借着我们的经历，让把他自己更多的启示给我们。
Let's take a look at verse 7.
让我们来看一下第七节。
It says that I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel.
我必称颂那指教我的耶和华。
The word counsel means to give the direction.
那指教在这里说的就是指明方向。
David was going through one of his hard times.
当时大卫正经过一段艰难的时刻。
Like he was saying here that he was in his nice seasons.
如果他在这里是经过他一个非常良好的阶段的话。
So he needed very much the direction to show him the way through the midst of the darkness.
所以他非常需要神来为他在黑暗当中指明方向。
You know, my family moved to Houston from Colorado in 2009.
我和我的家人是在2009年从科罗拉多搬到了休斯顿。
A brother volunteered himself to drive a U-Haul for us.
有一个弟兄就自愿的开着一个 U-Haul 把我们带下来。
That was so great.
那非常的好。
And he said, your job is all I got to do is to sit next to him with a map to give the direction.
我当时要做就是坐在他旁边拿着一个地图告诉他该怎么走。
I thought that was an easy job, wasn't it?
我觉得这是一件非常容易的工作，不是吗？
When we were about half of a way,
当我们开到快一半的时候，
it was very dark in the middle of the night.
当时正在夜里非常的黑。
And I was so sleepy.
我当时也非常的困
very sleepy, so I was confused by the map.
那我是这样的困，所以我这个看地图那就看晕了。
So I gave a wrong direction.
所以我就指了一个错的方向。
It turned out that we got lost in the middle of nowhere for many, many hours.
结果我们有几个小时甚至都不知自己迷路在了哪里。
You see, dear brothers and sisters, direction matters in our life.
弟兄姐妹，借此我们可以看出，在我们的人生当中，方向是非常重要的。
Every morning when we open the Bible, it is the moment that God wants to speak us for the path of life.
每天早上，当我们打开圣经的时候，都是神想要来向我们说话，为我们指明方向的时间。
It may not be the path we want to go.
也许这不是我们想走的方向。
But the path according to His purpose for us.
然而，这是神照着他的旨意为我们量定的方向。
So my dear young people,
所以我亲爱的年轻的弟兄姐妹
，Don't waste your morning devotion time.
不要浪费你早上晨更的时间。
Three or five minutes on few lines of the Bible readings. That's a good start.
三到五分钟的时间就读几节的圣经，这是一个很好的开始。
If you keep doing that, you will get great benefit.
如果你能够这样坚持的话，我相信你必大大受益。
Let's take a look at the second half of verse 7.
我们看看第七节的后半段。
David says here that my heart also instructs me in the night seasons.
大卫说我的心肠在夜间也警戒我。
Here he didn't talk about the physical heart, but the work of the spirit through him.
那这里讲到的这个心肠不是我们这个物理的心肠，而是说圣灵在他里边的工作。
He didn't mean here the physical nights, but his days that were under the shadow of the darkness.
那这里讲到的夜间也不是说我们晚上，而是说在他人生这个黑暗的时刻。
Personally, I think that he was also pointing to his nature, the night seasons in him.
那我自己读起来的时候也觉得这里他也是在说到自己这个性情里边那些黑暗的一面。
I like the Chinese translation on the word instruct.
那中文这里翻译的呢是讲到警戒。
It gives us the meaning of to warn, to correct when our things go wrong.
那就讲到的是要来给我们警醒，并且呢要来纠正我们的行为，当我们犯错的时候。
David had physically fled away from King Saul.
大卫有几年都来逃避扫罗王。
But later he found that the shadow of Saul was really inside of him.
但后来他发现这个扫罗的影子就好像在他里边一样。
Saul was a person often driven by flesh.
扫罗这个人常常是跟随肉体的。
But David was sometimes impulsive too.
那大卫有的时候也会被挑起血气。
First Samuel 25.
在撒母耳记上第二十五节25章。
It tells that once he was challenged by a foolish man named Nabal.
那有一次他就被一个这个愚拙人拿巴来挑战。
David got so angry on his embarrassment.
那大卫因着所受的羞辱，里边就非常的恼怒。
So he ordered all his warriors that every man gird on his sword.
所以他就对他跟随他的人说，每个人带着你们的剑。
And let's go to get this fool killed.
我们去把这个愚拙的人杀了吧。
David could have let Saul go and not to kill him, not once but twice.
大卫能够允许两次不杀扫罗。
But he wouldn't let Nabal go and wanted to kill him.
然而他却不愿意放过拿巴。
Because David allowed the anger arises in him and took control on him.
因为大卫让这个愤怒在他里边完全掌控了他。
Do you see it, brothers and sisters? This was one of David's nice seasons as he described it here.
弟兄姐妹，你发现吗？这就是大卫所描述的那个黑夜。
However, when David and his warriors arrived at the Nabal's territory,
然而当大卫和他的跟随他的人到了这个拿巴所在的地方，
God sent a woman, Abigail, Nabal's wife,
神却派拿巴的妻子亚比该来见大卫。
Came to David and warned David, but in a tender voice.
那他就来警戒大卫，但是呢，却是用温柔的话。
She said that the Lord has appointed you the ruler over Israel.
他说，耶和华已立你做以色列的王。
If you shed blood without cause, or if you shed the blood of an innocent.
如果你流了无辜人的血
，or seek for revenge，
或者此刻来寻求报复
，then your kingship will be miserable。
那你做王的时候，心里就会不安。
We thank God David was corrected from his mistake。
我们感谢神，在这里大卫从他的错误当中就被纠正过来。
So he said to Abigail, "Blessed is the Lord of blessed is the Lord God of Israel who sent you to meet me."
所以他就对亚比该说，耶和华以色列的神是应当称颂的，因为他今日使你来迎接我。
Brothers and sisters, God wants so much to instruct us when we are stuck in the road.On the road of nice seasons.
弟兄姐妹，当我们在黑夜当中找不到方向的时候，神是何等的愿意来指示我们，来警戒我们。
Sometimes, in spite of us, he just cuts us off at some stupid directions we are going.
有的时候神就在我们走到那些错误的方向的时候来切断我们的路。
Like what he does on David.
就好像他在大卫这件事情上所做的一样。
Other times, he shows us the path of our life through the fellowship among God's children.
有的时候神也借着神儿女之间的交通来为我们指出那条生命的路。
Because I often heard the people, God's people talk.
我常常听到神的儿女这样来说。
And the husband and the brother to the sister, husband to his wife.
就是说弟兄和姐妹，这个丈夫和妻子。
For tonight's meeting, and I don't want to go, you go.
今天晚上这个聚会我不想去，你去吧。
Because I don't have much to say, so you go.
因为我没有什么可以分享的，你去聚会吧。
You don't have much to say it about, but you have much to hear and to listen to.
也许你没有太多要说的，但其实在聚会当中你有很多可以来听到的。
God show us the path of life through the fellowship among his children.
神借着神儿女之间的交通把他生命的道路来指示给我们。
How wonderful it is.
这是何等的美妙。
Sometimes you don't have to say anything.
有的时候你甚至一句话都不要说。
And God speaks to you.
神就向你说话。
Through your brothers and sisters.
是借着你的弟兄姐妹。
In the past, in the rural church in China,
在过去的时候，在这个中国的郊这个农村有一个聚会。
Three sisters from the church came to visit a church family because they had kept themselves away from the church meeting for a long time.
那有三个姐妹就来拜访一个教会的家庭。这三个姐妹呢，她们远离教会已经有一段时间了。
No, the church family.You know that in old days, people often used a charcoal brazier in the winter season to keep them warm.
那在以前的时候呢，到了冬天，这个中国常常用火盆，这个炭盆来取暖。
Yes, so one of the three sisters didn't say a word.
那你当中有一个姐妹。一句话都没说。
But just to pick a few pieces of burning charcoal from the brazier.
他就从这个炭盆当中呢，就挑了几块炭。
And lay them one by one on the ground.
一个一个把它们摆在这个地上。
So when the three sisters took their leave,
当这三个姐妹准备离开的时候，
the family saw that the charcoals on the ground had long been died.
这个家庭呢，就发现放在地上的这几块炭早就已经灭了。
But the charcoals in the brazier still kept burning.
然而在炭盆里面，所有的炭都还在那里燃烧。
The family immediately learned the spiritual lesson.
那一刻，这一家就学到了属灵的功课。
And they returned to the body of Christ.
他们就回到了基督的身体里。
My dear brothers and sisters, we've learned from David's prayer in Psalm 16.
弟兄姐妹，从大卫的第十六篇诗篇当中，我们都学到了
that God is our refuge.
神是我们的避难所。
God is the refiner to us because He saved us for His purpose on us.
神也是那一位来熬炼我们的，因为他拯救我们是为着自己的目的。
And God is.Our counselor to show us the path of life according to His purpose.
神也是我们的奇妙测试，他照着自己的心意为我们指明生命的路。
Now these are not three roles isolated from each other.
那我们刚才讲到的这三个方面不是彼此之间完全断联的。
Because trusting God as the refiner of yours affects.How you experience God as your refuge and as your counselor.
因为我们能够相信神是那一位来熬炼我们的，决定了我们或者影响了我们如何来经历神是我们的保守，神如何的来为我们指明生命的路。
That's right. In other words, God is our refuge by the way He works on us as a gold refiner.
那换句话说，神就借着来熬炼我们，让我们经历他是我们的保佑。
So his work of refinery through our life is the means of his becoming refuge for us.
换句话说，就是因为他在我们生命当中来熬炼我们，让我们借此来经历他如何保守我们。
You see, these three roles, they're dynamic, they're interactive in David's prayer.
那你看到就刚才我们讲的这三个方面，他们在大卫的祷告当中是彼此相连、交织不断的。
It's not like you just take him as our refuge, but not let him to put his hands up on us to break us and to get us melted.
不是说我们要把他当做我们的保障，然后呢，让他的手就搭在我们肩上，把我们来破碎掉。
No, it.Doesn't work like this way.
并不是这样。
We cry out to God not only because we are in danger.
我们向神呼求，不只是因为我们在难处，在困难的里面。
And He's merciful, and He's love on us.
他向着我们的怜悯和爱。
But also because we treasure Him as the path of our life.
也同样因为我们宝贵他是我们生命的道路。
We cry out to him because we treasure his purpose, and we want to live and die for it.
我们向他呼求，是因为我们实在宝贵他，我们愿意为此而献上自己的生命。
That's why, my dear brothers and sisters, we come to God and cry out to Him like David did, "Preserve me, O God, for I put my trust in you."
弟兄姐妹，这就是为什么我们能够像大卫一样这样的来向神呼求，说：“神啊，求你保佑我，因为我投靠你。”
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有一些祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your word.
主，我们感谢你的话语。
Lord, we pray that how you made David, an apple in your eye.
主，我们感谢你，因为你看大卫如你眼中的同人。
How you made David a man after your heart, and today you also make us too.
主啊，你看大卫为您合乎您心意的，今天你也看我们如此。
Lord, we understand it's all your work because we are all your workmanship and created in Christ Jesus our Lord.
主，我们知道这都是您手里的工作，因为我们都是在基督耶稣里所被创造的。
For our goodness is nothing apart from you.
因我们的好处不在你以外。
Lord, we thank you for this time. In Jesus' name we pray.
主，我们为着上面的时间感谢你，奉主耶稣的名祷告。